Hey, welcome everybody to another episode. I should have said a new episode.
Hey,
new season.
New season
of Leadership of the League. And just like last season, my name is Dice.
And I'm Austin.
What's up, Austin?
How's it going, Dice?
It's good. I'm excited that we are starting season number three.
Season three, you can't tell. It's not season three already.
I know.
There's no way it's season three.
Oh, man. Just thinking back all the way back when season one, episode one. Now we're on our third season. We've been doing this for two whole seasons to start a third one. Can you believe that shit?
Obviously not. There's no fucking way. No fucking way.
Well, I'm excited to announce season three, episode one, right now. New Year's already started, and I guess we should share with the class.
Oh, the class.
What we're smoking.
Yes. So we talked about it a little bit, and I think it's apt that we are smoking last year's cigar of the year, the Sin Compromiso number two.
Absolutely agree. Sin Compromiso, cigar of the year for Leadership of the Leaf last year. I'm enjoying the shit out of it.
Always.
It was also a pleasure that you shared my first one with me.
I'm just happy. I'm happy to be here for you. We grow together. We do the podcast together. We learn. We laugh.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't have been Cigar of the Year if you didn't share it. I mean, I would never.
Absolutely, yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's because you suck.
What are you drinking, sir?
Oh, well, I'm glad you asked me first because we all know you're drinking Hennessy, so it don't even fucking matter. At a certain point, like, it's just like, fuck, it's Hennessy. But I am drinking, I had the bottle from, I believe it was the season finale, right? The Esprit de Cru Crystal Rum. It was still somewhat full and it was making fun of me. So I said, fuck you, I'm going to drink you. So I decided to pair. It's an interesting pairing, I'll say that. I'm not super thrilled with this pairing, just in the short little time that I've drank this and I smoked this cigar, because it's the chocolatey notes of the cigar is not mixing well with kind of the molasses sugar. It's like you eat Skittles and then you eat like a fucking Hershey's chocolate bar right after or something like that. Like, it's sugar, but it's not the same kind of sugar. Does that make sense?
Hey, I think you hit the nail on the head by that. If our listeners don't know what you're talking about right now, go get some Skittles, go get some chocolate, and do it.
You're going to be like, this is weird, but it doesn't work, but it's sugar. I'm just saying, that's what it's like.
That was good. That was actually really good.
I'm trying to paint a picture here. Paint a picture with words. Take that, fifth grade English teacher.
You did a great job.
Thanks.
Oh my god, off the rails. Season starts off the rails.
That's how we have to do. This is what our listeners have come to expect from us. It's just straight off the rails. Let's go. Let's dive into it. But really. And all kind of semi-reality, not really, I don't give a shit. What kind of Hennessy are you drinking with your fucking cigar? VSOP. All right, let's move on.
It's not VSOP. This is a special episode. This is season three, episode
one. So you went to VS?
One.
So you went to VS?
VS is younger than VSOP.
Oh, okay.
Come on. VS is the rookie stage. Rookie? XL, sir. Extra old.
You fucking call me old now?
Extra old. 10 years or more.
Bet you're older than me.
I think so. Actually, I think they dropped it down to 8 years.
I hate your face.
Those bastards. Anyways, Hennessy XO.
All right, now that we know what Hennessy Dice is drinking, because ain't nobody give a shit anymore.
What? You really think so?
I kind of do. I do.
Oh, all right. We'll find out. At the end of this episode, we will announce our cigar of the year.
Ooh. But,
so at the beginning of this episode, I think we should go over our cigar of the year candidates.
Okay. I'm down with that, life. All right, so our cigar of the year candidates are, if you don't remember, there's 12 of them. There's the Sumatra version of Leaf by Oscar, the Obrigado by American Viking, the Inspirado White by Macanudo, the Warfighter 5.56mm Garrison, the Davidoff Churchill Late Hour, the Diamond Crown Julius Caesar, Aganorsa Leaf Corojo, the CAO Pilon Añejo, E.P. Carrillo Allegiance, Drunk Chicken Original, La Galera Connecticut, and M81 Blackened by Drew Estate. Now, for those of you who may just be tuning in for the first inaugural episode of Season 3, let's go over our criteria for what makes a Cigar of the Year for Leadership of the Leaf, Dice.
All right, so Cigar of the Leaf of the Year.
That's what we should call it. That's Cigar what we should fucking Leaf? Call it. Cigar of the Leaf.
Cigar of the Leaf, okay.
That'd be interesting. So, we'll play with that one. Let's market it. Focus group.
So our criteria for Cigar of the Year, the yes. Leadership of the Leaf, is yep. as follows. There's only, uh-huh. I believe, only two criteria. If I'm not mistaken, it is you and I have to have smoked it on air, either together or separate, as long as we both smoke the same cigar on air.
And at some point in the year.
That season.
Okay.
And the second criteria is it cannot be a limited edition cigar.
Those bastards.
Right. But it was Cigar of the Year, but you guys will never be able to try it.
Or, you know, at least, you know, we're not doing a Cigar of the Year that's a Cuban and you can't fucking get it in America.
So I'd be like, oh, if someone would have tried. Oh, I can't get it. Those bastards. Anyway, so those are our criteria. I'm curious to what our listeners think. I'm wondering what they actually pick. I do know you and I, we had a pretty good debate going back and forth. I believe we arm wrestled.
Yeah. I won, by the way. I won. If anyone's curious, I won. Made us a TPE. You'll know why.
That didn't happen. But we did debate quite a bit.
I'm going to say that it did happen, just so that way when people meet us a TPE, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, I understand.
Like, God, did you really?
Yes. That's the lie I'm going to tell. One bright day in the middle of the night, two dead boys got up to fight. Have you ever heard that?
What the hell are you talking about?
Well, it's a little fucking... It's just a way to show oxymorons that I learned back in my younger years. That's a whole story.
Yeah, man, you 100% lost me.
You suck.
Yeah, I can't believe you're olden day. What, the fucking 1920s? How old are you? Jesus Christ.
If I'm in the 1920s, motherfucker, you in the 1820s.
Jesus Christ. You know that's a 100 year difference, right?
I am well aware of the time difference.
Oh my goodness. All right.
Anyways, so, those are our two criteria. We have to have smoked it on air at some point, so the same cigar on air during the course of the season, and it cannot be a limited edition. As we get more probably mature, we'll change, add a few more criteria, stuff like that. But as it sits right now, that's what we're going with. So those are our 12 cigar candidates.
That's a dozen cigars.
That's a dozen. Weird.
Look at
dozen
that.
Dozen is 12? Weird. We didn't have a baker's dozen? What a bitch.
Oh, maybe next season.
Maybe next season. All right. Anyways, those are our 12. If you can't remember, just hit that back button and listen to my sultry voice tell you exactly what it is, and then skip through dice talking.
Or you can just go to the last season, sidebar.
What?
Just
re-listen to that. Sidebar.
Our last sidebar. We actually discussed them. We actually talked about the flavors. We did a little summary of all of them.
We did.
So this is just a little recap so people will know. Just
the band
recap.
Is breaking up.
You're so stupid. So now I'm going to get on to last season's data. I say data.
Data-based
decision.
I'm a Star Trek fan, and it's Mr. Data, so just saying.
Damn, how big of a nerd are you?
You want to come up and see my Legos?
Jesus Christ.
I got a sweet collection.
No, you fucking weirdo.
All right.
So, how do people listen to us, Austin? How do they get to hear our wonderful banter, our magnificent talk of cigars, and our wonderful, great advice for leadership? How do they get that to their ears?
I would say that they listen to us through earbuds most of the time.
They should be doing it on a loudspeaker or something. We're amazing.
I don't know, Dice. How do people listen to us? I'd love a breakdown. By web service, whatever, the podcast service. I don't know how the fuck you say it. Well, how do they listen to us? That's what I want to know.
Well, the platforms.
Oh, that's how you say
it. The platforms that are mostly used for us is Apple Podcasts, which I kind of figured it would be. That's about 47%.
Nice.
Then in second place would be Spotify, which is around 22.
Oh, okay.
And then there's some people out there that just use a web browser, which
interesting.
You know what? They probably get it directly from our website because I have it on there. Yeah. All you gotta do is go to the website and it plays.
Our website is linked in our bio at Instagram of the Leaf on Instagram, by the way, just so you know.
Instagram, it's all one word. All right, Leadership of the Leaf is all one word.
I'm gonna miss at Leadership of the Leaf.
Correct. The next one is a platform called Overcast. Have you seen Overcast?
I have not
heard of Overcast either, so I did a quick little
and I Google,
which is the Snoopizzle version of Google. And it's just a podcast platform, nothing special.
Interesting.
And then there's like onesies and twosies that falls in the other category, which makes up about 9%. So if you do math, it comes up to about 100% on all those platforms. And it's amazing because I didn't really realize how far we go. I do know we are on, Amazon platform. They emailed a few times to, you know, be like, hey, your show is on Amazon, doing good.
So yay.
Spread
the word. Spread the word. That's all I gotta say. Spread the word to your friends. Tell your friends, hey, don't care if you stay for the cigar stuff. Listen to this cool leadership podcast. I don't care. Get people in here. Tell them about us. We got some good shit. So obviously with Apple Podcasts, I would assume that we're listened to most likely on an iPhone.
Correct.
Yeah,
well, Apple devices 100% dominate the device means of platforms where people listen. So iPhone is like over 0.5%, it's 55. Android comes in around 21. And then a Mac, which I guess people like listening to stuff on Mac, is around 7.5.
Well, they're doing their work. They're listening to the Leadership of the Leaf. They're doing some work on a Mac. All right, I'm down with
then
it.
Then they'll probably pause and be like, hey, Johnny, come listen to this shit. I told you you're a micromanager. It's bullshit.
I told you we're in the storming stage, you piece of shit. Fuck you, Karen. You eating them fucking crackers.
You cracker eating motherfucker. Oh my gosh. So the other devices, device would be Windows. So I think that's more of where you talk about, because I think majority of the work computers in these businesses would be a Windows.
You don't know if they're a creative person or not. Yeah. Macs are great for video editing, photo editing. Have you not seen their commercials?
No, I don't watch commercials. So. I don't do shit like that. That's against my religion. So, and then others. The other category mainly picks up, what's that, smart devices? What's that shit, like Google Voice? No. Apple Home. I don't even know what all this
there's
shit is
Google
called.
Home.
Google Home.
And then there's an Alexa.
An Alexa, okay. What's the Apple one? HomePod.
I don't, they are so far removed from that sphere of technology. I don't even fucking consider it. Like, stick to making iPhones, bitch. And give us better upgrades per iteration, because this, hey, I got you one extra megapixel and a dynamic island bullshit, is over fucking rated.
I think one of the dumbest things they did was, we took away your switch and put in a button, a task button. What? So when I put my phone on silent, I hit a button instead of flipping the switch? With the switch, I can look at and I can be like, oh shit, my phone's on silent. Whereas the button is, I gotta press it, see if it's on silent or not. I don't know. I don't get that little test. Anyway, that's a tangent down a whole nother rabbit hole. But Apple, come on, step up your game.
Facts. All right, so I do know that out of all those devices across Apple and Spotify, we're rated 5 stars.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of the feedback has been very positive. I got absolutely no complaints. I actually had more people interested. There was even a demand for business cards out there. So I got a couple of them.
Yeah. Come see us at TPE. We have business cards now. We official.
Well, the demand was there. I was like, really? Oh. Okay.
I can't wait to go to TPE and actually meet all these people you've been telling stories to about me and be like, he's nothing like what you said.
I told you he was an asshole.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy. It's a fucking asshole. It's a front.
I am a nice person. Come up, shake my hand, say hi. I'll chat with you. I have no problem.
Cap. I think that's what the kids are saying, right?
Is that what's hot in the streets?
Yeah, you capping right now. All that's cap.
I'm an asshole to you, motherfucker. I know you long enough.
No cap.
I hate you so much.
Oh, man. The ratings on everything was 100% 5 stars. I think one of them actually said, like, good job. You guys are doing great work.
Great.
I appreciate the feedback.
I love it.
I want more iteration. I want more, not feedback, more.
No, I want more feedback.
I want more communication.
Feedback is communication, sir. We have a whole episode about that. If you need to, I got a great podcast you can listen to.
I would love to listen to it. Can I smoke a cigar when I listen to it?
Absolutely. You can smoke. You know what? I bet that, the host will smoke one along with you. Just saying. I've heard that's a thing.
I guarantee.
Oh, shit.
Maybe wrong.
But I doubt it.
Do you know what your first third is? Do we need to really go over our first and second and final third?
I mean, we can. I'm getting chocolate and hay.
I'm getting wonderful, robust flavors of chocolate and cacao mixed with like a more of a barnyard and some bit of hay.
Yes, shallow and pedantic. Yes. If you gotta get that reference, go watch Family Guy.
What? Is that still on air?
Yes.
Really? Wow.
You know, if you had Hulu, you could watch the new seasons. Just saying.
So, does Disney own them too?
It owns Hulu, but it doesn't own. No, yes, it does, because it owns Fox.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Go Disney. Stepping out of their comfort zone.
Shit. Disney owns everything except for like ABC.
Actually, no, I think they do own ABC. I don't think they own CBS.
CBS. Okay. Either way, we're going to edit all this out.
No, I'm not. I'm 100% not. It's staying right here. Staying right here. I know the editor. We're close.
Guys, I really wonder where we're, where in the world are we being listened to?
Well,
like Carmen San Diego, but where are we being listened to?
The countries that listen to season one.
Yes.
Is almost the same as season two, but there's some add-ons.
Ooh. Now, we have some new listeners.
In my whole nerddom of going through data, I did not take out the countries that was already listed for season one. So it's going to be a repeat of all the countries that are currently listening now. That makes sense?
Yes. Okay. All the countries that we're currently being listened to are going to be listed. They could be the same as in season one. Got it.
Boom. All right. So the USA.
What? No way. We're being listened to in the United States?
Yes. I know it's amazing, but it's true.
That's a big country.
Puerto Rico, which I know is not a country, but it's still part of the U.S.
You totally skipped a country.
Our neighbors to the north. Canada.
Canada, eh?
Yeah, eh. Neighbors to the south.
Mexico?
Mexico! You're correct, Mundo.
I was this close to being like Ecuador.
You're only saying that because you see the list, you asshole. Then across the pond, we have UK.
Yay! I love our Brits.
Norway.
Hmm.
I think Norway is actually new. Germany.
Mm-hmm. I like Germany. They got good beer.
Ah. Do they? Have you been?
No. Yes.
Yeah? I haven't been yet. I haven't been yet.
What? We should go.
I'm going eventually.
When?
I'm not sure. I thought it was going to be next year, but I think it's looking more like Dubai.
Hey, I got some business cards for you to hand out over in Dubai.
Yeah. I think Dubai might
actually happen. You should wear too.
Yeah? Will it fit me?
Yes. For you and your style, absolutely it would fit you.
Oh, Brazil. See how I'm ignoring you and going on. Brazil. Ecuador, as you so politely mentioned beforehand. Poland. Russia. Romania. India. South Korea and South Africa.
No Madagascar?
No Madagascar. Now, out of the countries that I list, which one are you most surprised with?
Surprised? I would probably say...
wow. They're listening to us? Someone's from there listening to us?
I'd probably say either Romania or maybe India.
That's where I'm going. India. I was surprised to see India on there.
Yeah. I mean, India has so many people though. So, I mean, it's kind of like maybe some, you know, drop in the bucket, but.
Sorry, I had to relight. I was doing a lot of reading, I guess, talking. I don't know. It went out. I was fucking upset. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why India surprised me more than like South Korea. India surprised me more than South Korea.
Well, so for me, right? I look at these places and I go, All right, we're a U.S. based podcast, right?
Right.
Okay. That means we have military bases with U.S. service members who we love our service members in Germany.
Mm.
There's probably some that have been in Poland. I don't say Russia. Russia is kind of a weird one. We don't have any bases in India. We have some in South Korea. South Africa is kind of an odd one. Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory. We have bases in the U.K. We have people going to Norway all the time. Germany is U.S. base. So that one, like Romania, is just out there, in my opinion. I'm like, wow, really? Romania? Is this the first time you smoked this cigar?
It's actually the very first time. Do I put it to my lips?
And it feels like the first time.
Please don't ever do that again. Please. Wow.
It feels like the very first time.
I think we just lost a listener or two.
Don't go. No. Baby, come back.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. All right. So I do want to give a shout out to our guests this season, Wanda Hernandez of Six and Stones. She was phenomenal. Probably our highest listened to episode.
I did enjoy the Wanda episode. I still need to order those cigars. I haven't yet, but I will order some so we can have them. And then hopefully season 3, we invite her back on air so we can smoke her cigar with her on air. Ugh. Give her honest feedback. She wanted honest feedback, so we'll 100% give
about it.
Honest feedback, because that's what we do.
About it. Yeah. Chaz the Flavor King from Resort World's 8 Cigar Lounge.
Chaz, he was someone I met when I first got to Vegas. Brick and mortar, then went to a bigger brick and mortar, and then
we gotta go see him.
Yeah, we'll 100% see him when you come down.
Then we had Michelle from Cigars with Him. She's a cigar educator. We had a great conversation with her. Love to talk to her. And then we had Desiree, who has a PhD in leadership, so we have to have her back on.
So season 3, I'm trying to line that up.
We'll get a different Drunk Chicken cigar. Maybe we'll even give Drunk Chicken Cigar of the Year. Who knows? Maybe it won't. I don't know. We'll find out.
At the end of this episode, I bet you we'll know.
I bet you will know. And then, of course, we had a Veterans Day message by David Blanco, which thank you so much to all of our guests. We loved having you guys on. Can't wait to have you guys on again. Want to increase the amount of guests we have on next season. We'd love chatting with people. If you guys know of somebody or think of somebody that, like, hey, you guys need to talk with this person, send us their name, send us their information. We'll try to set it up. You know, schedules are hard to deal with, but we'll try to make it work as best we can. We'd love to have all of the guests on. Can't wait to talk with them some more. So thank you all to all of our guests for being on our show.
The guests, I mean, because that's what probably the most request item was from season 1 to season 2 was, maybe you guys should get some guests and stuff on there. Reached out to people. I mean, the worst I could say is no. It was a blast having them on air. I greatly appreciate everyone that was on air that provided us time. Share their insight on their cigar, share their insight on what they do, how they come about in the cigar industry. It was just amazing to hear the different stories with all connections leading back to Rome. All connections are just from one tobacco leaf rolled up into a tube. I mean, this connection is strong. Brothers and sisters of the leaf, that's actually a truth thing that people say, and I don't know if they realize it or not, but there's an actual true connection there. And once you say you smoke cigars and another person say they smoke cigars, it's like almost an instant connection. Oh, Oh, you smoke cigars too, huh? And some reason you're buddies.
Yeah. So true story. I don't know if I've shared this before, but I'm gonna share it real quick. So I went over to my cousin's house, celebrating her little boy's birthday. And we're chatting, and I was talking to people who I don't even know their name. No idea. To this day, you could ask me like, what's his name? I don't know. I had no idea. He smokes cigars. And we got to chatting for probably 45 minutes to an hour, just about cigars that we smoked, different tobacco leaves, everything. And they're like, man, you guys really hit it off. And I was like, yeah, what was his name again? Couldn't tell you. I still have no idea, but we chatted for 45 minutes. It was great. I loved it. It was fun to talk to. He was a great dude. Anyways, it's just one of those things that just proves there is something to this brothership, sistership of the leaf.
Yeah, that's why I want to have that connection with leadership of the leaf, because I believe everyone can be a great leader over time. Maybe listen to the podcast. Maybe you're already a great leader. Maybe you got some insight to share with us. But leadership of the leaf, that's what we're about, bringing that brother and sisterhood together. They actually become true leaders, because great leaders smoke great cigars. And boom. I want to prove it. It's going to be proven.
Yeah. Well, I want to have some more guests on. I can't wait. I'm excited for season 3. What we find out, what we do. I'm all about it. First off, Dice, what? How many cigars do you think we actually reviewed last season?
I know that exact number because I know how many episodes we have, sir. So I appreciate you trying to make an inquisitive question, but the answer is right there on everyone's face. It's right there. If you listen to the show, you know. Yes.
Is it?
Answer's going to be 74 total cigars, except we had one little bonus episode where we had cigarillos as well.
You son of a bitch.
Oh man. And I see where you're going, but we need to educate, because there's something new that's coming to season 3. It's going to be added, not this episode, because this is in compromiso, we already know about the cigar. But our next episode 2 of season 3, there will be a new something that's going to happen, and we need it explained. So I'm going to explain.
Oh, please. I'm excited. I don't even know about this, folks. I have no idea what the fuck he's talking about. He's telling this to me on air live, and I have to understand what he's saying and go along with it. Do continue, Dice.
At the end of the show, we have a rating system that you and I both do. Everyone knows we normally say it out loud. We normally say it. Mm-hmm. I am working on something where we're still probably going to say it, let's be honest. But there needs to be like a call to cue, so we make sure we do not miss it in the episode. Yes. Okay?
Agreed.
So normally we ask if the cigars are one or two, a five pack, or box worthy. Now, I want everyone to understand what that means. What does that mean?
What does it mean?
So when we say, or you say, or I say one or two, what does that mean? That means the cigar is good. Not phenomenal, but it's a good cigar. And you should probably pick it up. Give it a try. Fair enough.
Not a shit cigar, right?
Correct. It's not a dog rocket.
That sounds dirty.
Dog rocket should be avoided at all costs. Probably find those in a 5 and dime store for like a dime.
Yes. All right, so then that would mean that a five pack is the cigar is great, and it would be one that we'd love to smoke again, just maybe not all the time. Something we'd keep in the humidor for like those, you know, I don't want to say wild hair, but like, you know, I'm really jonesing for this type of cigar. There are several five packs that we had last season. Oh, yeah. You know, so, and those are the cigars that you're like, man, I don't want to smoke it all the time. You know, this is not something that I could, I would get tired of the flavor quite a bit. Like the, you know, I did the Doomsayer Passive. You rated the Blackened M81 Drew Estate as a 5-pack.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah. The A10 The Edge by Rockettel was one of my, it was 5-pack. It was good. It just, you know, it just wasn't quite my flavor profile, but I could see myself smoking it again.
So, our last, the other category that we have is Boxworthy. Now, Boxworthy is, that's a great cigar. That is a phenomenal cigar. That is one that we enjoyed. We enjoyed so much that if we had a box of them, wouldn't be mad at that at all. It is definitely something you want to keep. It's a cigar that you can smoke all the time. Now, our catch with the Boxworthy is price sometimes plays a part in that.
It does. Yeah, to an extent, it does. And maybe it shouldn't. But like for Davidoff, right? Like Davidoff,
for me all day long. But I can't buy a box.
So
all day
damn,
long.
It's so damn expensive.
Yeah,
like and to me, it just right. Well, I haven't had one of those, but I want to try it.
It's a $50 cigar. So imagine trying. Exactly. Saying, so maybe it is box worthy, but I just can't afford that motherfucker.
Yeah. And we're gonna get better at this as we go on. It's gonna be one of those. We're gonna take price out of the equation, you know, and really just give you our true, you know, true opinion. So like for last season, the Sumatra Leaf by Oscar, Underground Shade, the Pissed Off Christoph, the JFR Lunatic. Obviously, the Aganorsa Leaf Corojo, those were all box worthy for at least for me. For Dice, he loved the Slaughterhouse, Aganorsa Leaf Corojo, Davidoff Mini Cigarillo, and the Cao Añejo Pelon Añejo, the Macanudo Inspirado White, the Obrigado Blackened, M81. So yeah, box worthy is something. Hey, I could pick this up at any time. I could smoke it. I know I'm going to have great smoke. I'm going to be happy. It's something to keep in your humidor as probably as much as possible. Those are our ratings. You got one or two. It's a good cigar, not a shit one. Pick it up. See what you think. Maybe it's for you. Maybe it just wasn't for us. 5-pack. Hey, this is a great now and then type cigar. I like to keep some in my humidor, but I don't want to open up a drawer and just see that cigar and be like, ah, fuck, I gotta smoke like at least three more so I can make room for other stuff. Boxworthy, you're happy if you open up a drawer and you see like six of those motherfuckers. You're like, yes, I am set. I'm happy. That's kind of what our rating system is.
Well, I kind of like what you said earlier when you was describing it. So this is geared towards your palate. This is geared towards my palate. So it's not written in stone that, oh, they said this is box worthy and I hate this cigar. That's your palate. That's your choice.
100%. 100%.
This is our podcast. So these were our ratings for the cigars that we have smoked. So take that, listen to the podcast, listen to every episode and kind of mirror your palate towards ours. And then, boom, you'll be good to go.
See if you agree with us.
If not, let us know. Let me know. Let Austin know. Let somebody
say, if not, fuck off. But all right.
No, I want to know. Don't fuck off. Let me know. Let me know you didn't get chocolate. You got raisins. I got chocolate. Anyway, that's that.
Try drinking it with Hennessy. It's very floral.
You have to. You got to. Every cigar on this list, you should drink with Hennessy.
You know what? I feel like we should do a reverse episode. Where I drink Hennessy and you drink fucking whiskey or rum or something.
Austin?
Yes, sir.
Do you know how many cigars you said was box worthy?
I do. I do indeed. I said 13 cigars were box worthy.
13 cigars out of, what, 37? You said 13 was box worthy.
Yeah, I feel like it's pretty good. Like, I have a discerning palate.
All right. And 5-pack?
16.
16 five pack ones or twos?
Five.
So you said with ones or twos. Now, the reason I want to do some kind of drop or whatever you want to call it for our five pack box worthy question is there was three cigars we did not say.
I know, we fucking suck.
Yeah, there was three. That is just, I guess they were good. I don't know. Now,
it was a new thing. It was a new thing.
You had right. 13 box worthy.
I 13. Did. Guys, how many did you have?
I had 16 that was box worthy.
Oh, how interesting.
I was a lot more lenient than you were. Or I enjoyed a lot more cigars than you did.
That's a possibility. How many five packs you got?
And I had 13 five packs.
That's funny. So we were swapsies on the five pack and the box worthy.
Correct the mundo.
Okay, so then that how many ones or twos?
Five. Same as you.
Oh, that's all right. So then we obviously skipped the same number because we suck at life and we forgot those three episodes.
Correct.
But, got it.
But you see how the leadership and all that evolved to where we saw the problem at hand. We came up with a solution and then we're going to implement it. See how all that rolls together, that ties together. See, leadership.
Process management.
I love it.
All right. So that totals up to 29 box worthy, 29 five packs, 10 one or twos, and we skipped a total of six cigars.
Yeah. So I thought that was amazing that our numbers were the same for box and five.
Interesting.
So we liked a lot. We thought a lot were okay. And there was a few like you should try yourself. We're not saying they're bad. We're just saying not for me.
Right. All right, Dice, how many times over the last season did you drink Hennessy?
This, my friend, this was absolutely fun to figure the fuck out. This was absolutely fun.
I mean, I bet you had a hell of a time with me.
For me, it was easy. For me, I mean, I had to do you because last season or whatever, the number one question, but one of the questions was, okay, Dice, we know you drank Hennessy. We got that. What did Austin drink? And I was like, I'm not going back to season one to figure that shit out. But season two, I can keep track along the way. So for me, out of the 37 episodes, 35 times. Hennessy, 35 times. Some form, fashion, whatever.
Vessel. Sidecars, VS, VSOP, XO, white, whatever.
Mixing it with Sprite, straight on the rock. Hennessy, 35 times, my friend.
That's, again, what did I say about we know you drink Hennessy, but fuck?
What? Hey, there was two other episodes. I did not drink Hennessy.
Stop.
There was two.
All right.
You remember one because you gave me shit about it for a long time.
Because you bitched the entire time that the beer was sucked.
The beer did suck. And the second beer I had was great. But it was a classic beer for me. So the first beer was what? The cigar?
I don't even remember.
What is it? Because I bought it because it says Cigar City.
Oh, yeah. Cigar City.
Yeah. Wasn't a fan.
I laughed at you and I was like, you're an idiot. But all right.
Wasn't a fan. And then the second beer I had was Sapporo, which is a Japanese beer. Yeah. Which...
Okay, got it.
All right, my friend. Your turn. You ready for this shit?
I'm ready. I feel like I drank a lot of whiskey, probably a lot of rum, but I feel like there's a good amount of scotch and other things in there.
But for some reason, I don't know where the fuck this came from, but one episode, you drunk fucking brandy. Where the hell did you? Yes, brandy.
Do you remember which episode and what I drank?
I can tell you off here. I don't remember. All right.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's branch out, right?
Yeah.
Let's expand our horizons. Drank brandy. All right. I'm down with it. All right. I drank brandy.
That's the closest you got to cognac, by the way. Just saying.
So I'm sorry. I'm not a cognac fan.
You're not a brandy fan either because you only drank it one time. So
I didn't realize I drank it one time, but all right.
There was two episodes you had an old fashioned.
But I do love old fashions.
but fucking Jerky McJerky son didn't say what kind of old fashioned.
Oh.
So only thing I could put on here was old fashioned.
Oh. I can almost guarantee you that they were made, at least one of those was made with Glenfiddich.
So that leaves to five times you drunk some form or fashion of scotch.
I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch.
11 times you drunk rum.
Oh, Esprit de Cruz, delicious shit.
And your number one drink of choice is whiskey.
I love whiskey.
Nah.
It's a man's drink.
I want to tell you how difficult it is, because not only did you drink whiskey, it's like sometimes you drunk a scotch whiskey. Sometimes you drunk a fucking bourbon whiskey, or I don't know what all this fucking different.
You're welcome.
God damn. So, like, do I put it under the scotch category or do I put it under the whiskey category?
I don't know. What did you do?
I put it under the whiskey category. I had to do some
homework.
Obviously,
I feel like I drank a lot more scotch than five.
No. I'll send you the list. No. Scotch, five times.
Well, if it's a scotch whiskey.
Glenfiddich. The scotch whiskey is a whiskey. It's all about how it's made.
Fair enough. All right. Fair enough. I'll give it to you.
We will have to have an alcoholic episode instead of a cigar one time. Just so we can talk about this shit. Because this, hey, I had to do some research. There's some interesting shit. Unlike cognac,
I'm so glad.
There's some interesting
shit.
I'm so
glad. I'm so glad that I made it difficult for you, because fuck you and your goddamn Hennessy.
Like 5 minutes, I got Hennessy. It's from the cognac region of France. Depends on how old you age it. That's what kind of fucking Hennessy you get. This motherfucker, if it came from Kentucky, it's a whiskey. If it came from here, it's a scotch. If it came from here and here, it's a scotch whiskey. If it's fermented through copper tubes, if it's fermented through a fucking monkey's asshole, I don't goddamn it know.
I want to know how many bourbons I drank.
I didn't get any bourbons.
Bullshit. I know I drank bourbons.
I didn't get
any. Because I had that Huling House. Huling House?
Bourbon.
Huling House?
Bourbon what?
It's a straight bourbon whiskey.
What the fuck does that mean?
It's a bourbon.
So is it a whiskey or is it a bourbon?
Why put
fucking whiskey in it? God damn it, you motherfucker. So maybe those numbers are slightly skewed then.
That's all right. You know what? That's okay. We'll count it under the whiskey category.
Okay.
We'll count it under the whiskey. You know but what? Even still, there's a subcategory of whiskey that I drink. I know I drink bourbons.
Correct.
So
you are absolutely correct.
Needless to say, I drank a multitude of things where this motherfucker drank Hennessy.
Yeah, you might need to go to a meeting or something. I don't know.
Bitch, I drank as much as you did. You just drank Hennessy. Just because you drink the same thing does not make it any different than me drinking different things every single time.
So I'm going to ask listeners, not Austin. So shut the fuck up. Listeners, you want to see Dice drink something different? Would you like to see Dice drink something different more than two times in a season? Because last season was two times also. It was coffee those times. Okay, Austin, we can hear you now. All right, Austin, bring it in.
I would love to see you drink something other than goddamn Hennessy every fucking day of the week, except for the beer and or whiskey. Or I'm sorry, beer and or what? Coffee?
Coffee. Last season was coffee.
It was coffee. Okay. You didn't even put whiskey in your coffee? You don't even like an Irish coffee?
I love an Irish coffee made with Hennessy.
So why the fuck? That ain't an Irish coffee, motherfucker. That's a French coffee.
What is Hennessy? What? The name Hennessy sounds French to me.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I said French coffee.
I was being facetious, you asshole. Hennessy is a fucking Scottish name. Actually.
And where does Hennessy get made? I'm confused. Where does Hennessy get made?
Cognac.
Where does Hennessy get made, motherfucker?
Cognac, France. Cognac.
I didn't lie to you.
Okay,
cool. All right. Interesting. French coffee. All right, next.
That's a whole nother sidebar. Motherfuck. What was that top episode of season two?
You got one more motherfucker in you before I come over there and slap the shit out of you.
Top episode of season two. Let's go. Let's roll.
All right. Top episode, season two. It is, let's see. All right, so you want season one or season two?
Season two. Season
All right, season...
This is season two, like, overview.
I'm asking, motherfucker. Season two, episode nine, interview with Wanda Hernandez from Sticks and Stones and the 3C test.
Correct. Absolutely correct. That episode kind of blew up. There was a spike just on that episode. And I don't know if she got her friends to listen. I don't know if everyone listened just because she's an amazing person. But her episode actually stood out for season two. People loved it.
Love that episode. Wanda, if you're listening, please, cannot wait to smoke your cigar with you and give you straight up honest feedback.
Yeah, that's happening.
Because she was so much fun to hang out with. I had a blast with her on and off air. I don't know. I can only speak for myself. I had a blast, and I think we could probably have her on air again. I want to have Desiree on air again because I want to hear her PhD in leadership aspect of some of the stuff we talk about. Well, I can't wait. I love it. Love it all.
Looking forward to it.
I can't wait.
100%. It's obviously episodes because it was the number one episode for season two. Also went a little further and dug to see which sidebar was our listeners. Ooh. Which one got the most listens for sidebar? And it's absolutely one of my favorite ones because we were going, and I believe you converted me on that episode. Mediocrity versus incompetency.
That was a good sidebar.
That was a good debatable sidebar. I actually enjoyed it. I remember going to work and asking people that question, and they was like, "What?" And then it was a good episode.
Yeah, because you kind of get that. Well, I fuck, man, that's a good question. I don't know which one do I prefer.
Yeah.
I'm glad we had a good conversation about that. That was fun. All right. Our longest episode. What's our longest episode, Dice? You remember? I do.
You do remember?
I do remember.
Was it the one with Flavor King?
It was the one with Flavor King. So we had Chaz, the Flavor King, from the Cigar Lounge 8 out in Vegas. Had a blast with him. He was fun to hang out with. And our leadership topic for that was, how is successful leadership measured?
That episode was like almost 2 hours. It's like an hour and 40 minutes.
That was long. I had a blast.
It was good.
Can't say I didn't.
It's good conversation. Good talk. Good. It just kept going on and on. And I was, when it was being edited, there was so much. I was like, well, I want to keep that in. I want to keep that in too. So it turned out to be a little longer than our usual almost hour-ish episode. We averaged about an hour and 15 minutes. That's about our average.
Hey, I'm good with it. Our most popular cigar topic was the body of cigar.
Yeah, I think that was probably most, I think that was probably was most popular because it was a better understanding of the body of the cigar as opposed to strength and flavor and all that. What most people get confused when we talk about the body of a cigar.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Our most popular leadership topic, 7 habits of highly motivated people.
Yeah, I'm curious about that one as well. I think people enjoyed the actual like having the 7 habits. Like, does this habit fit? Or, you know what? I do that habit. So I'm a highly effective, you know. I believe people was listening to it to compare their leadership style or their lifestyle to what the actual we were saying in that episode.
Yeah. Yeah, the 7 habits of highly motivated people, man. It's hard. I'll straight up say this. It's hard to be motivated all the time. It really is hard to be motivated all the time. So when you have the 7 habits of highly motivated people, man, that's something people want to listen to. They're like, ooh, do I do that? No. All right, I need to start doing that. Ooh, do I do that? Ooh, yeah, okay, I do that. I'm a motivated person, but I could be more motivated if I do X, Y, and Z. All right.
Yeah.
We can add that.
I need to make that a habit. The number three, I need to make that a habit.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's great. I love it. I love that episode. Love that book. It's great.
So now, top episode of the past two seasons. So this is season one and two put together.
Yes.
So the most listened to episode of both seasons together is season one, episode seven. And I think as soon as I say it, you'll be like, oh, that's why. Cigar health benefits and leadership options.
Oh, that was a good episode. That was a great episode.
I think people, when they see, you know, they probably go to the list and they look at all the topics and they see that topic and they're like, cigar health? I am curious. Let's see what these mofos got to say about that.
Yeah, health benefits of cigars? What?
Yeah.
No, I'm all about it. I loved that. I loved that episode. That was that was a great episode.
I enjoyed it. I remember it.
Out of season two, our top episode out of season two, other than the Wanda Hernandez by from Six of Stones, was season two, sidebar eight. Wait, we already went over that.
Yeah, this is the top episodes of the past two seasons. Of the past two seasons. So I see what you're doing there. So out of the past two seasons, the number one sidebar episode of both seasons together is season two, sidebar eight. It was the same one. Same exact episode.
Mediocrity versus incompetency.
That was the number one sidebar of both seasons put together, which I think was ironic because it's the number one sidebar for season two.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it. I love that episode. Love that sidebar because we had a good conversation. I think we had even more conversation after the sidebar ended.
Yeah.
To continue talking about that.
Yeah, because if I remember correctly, we was talking about it before, and I was like, well, let's make this a fucking sidebar, and then after the episode, I think we smoked another one and enjoyed conversating about it more, having a conversation about it more, because conversating is not a word.
Sure, all right.
I got educated, sir.
Oh, well, I'm happy.
What are some of the things that you want to see in season three? What are some of the things you want to see?
Ooh, I'd love to see more guests. Different guests, the same guests.
Yeah.
Obviously, I want to see more cigars, more adult beverages. I want to see Dice drink something different other than Hennessy. Just saying. vote with me, people. I can't wait. Honestly, I can't wait for TPE. It's coming up. It's what? Less than a month away?
Yeah.
Month away? Month and a half away?
What is this, January 15th is the end of the month.
Yeah. So less than a month away, a couple weeks away. And I cannot wait for TPE. I want to see what happens at TPE. This will probably be, I think, my first time going to TPE, right?
Yeah, it'll be my third. All right. I want to add to that coming up. I mean, I was going through seeing some of the things that we come up with, but I want to say we are listening. Austin is listening. Dice is listening.
100%.
Let us know. Hit us up. What do you want to see? What is something that you're like, leadership of the leaf should do X, Y, and Z? Let us know.
Yeah, please. At leadership of the leaf on Instagram. We are listening. We are checking comments. We respond to comments. I feel like we do a pretty good job. If you don't get through on the comments or whatever and we didn't respond to you, send us a private message. Slide into those DMs, as it were.
Wow.
We will. You know, we want to hear from you guys. So don't be afraid. Send us a message. Say, hey, I'd really appreciate it if you guys covered this topic. We're not above covering a topic. And if it's a topic that we covered and you're like, hey, I don't feel like you explored this angle, hey, let us know. Hey, I'd love to see you guys cover this topic again, but I want to hear it from this angle. We will absolutely take a listen. We'll hear what you got to say, and we will listen and make an episode about it.
Speaking of listeners, I want to give a very strong shout out, big shout out to Albo 79, Hope 26, Mike Straight 13. Those are just a few of our loyal fans out there. I see them quite often on the Instagrams and different avenues of communication that we have. Cigar Scanner, I see a few of them on there. But those three I see quite often. So I just want to give a shout out, right, to let you know we are listening and we are seeing stuff that happens. We see this. So I just want to give a shout out to at least those three for now.
Hey, I'm about it. All right, Dice.
Is it time?
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Dice, you want to give a drum roll? Do we want to do anything special?
You did that last time. Like, you want to do a drum roll? And I said no to the drum roll.
All right. Hey, drum you roll. Know, it's a new season. Maybe you want to do a new drum roll?
Oh, what?
But all right, Dice just wants to jump right into it. That's fine.
Cigar of the year. Cigar of the year.
Cigar of the year. Cigar of the year.
Everybody's been waiting this whole episode to hear what the cigar of the year is. This whole episode. This whole episode. They've been waiting. You know what it is?
Should we tell them?
Yeah, of course. You know what
it is. I do. I do know what it is. We had a lively debate about what it is.
Of course you know what it is.
Of course I know what it is. I was one of two votes, motherfucker.
I believe I was the second vote.
Oh, what? Weird. All right. Our cigar of the year for 2023 is the Obrigado Robusto by American Viking Cigar.
Woo!
Woo! Congratulations to them. They are our cigar of 2023.
Maybe cigar of the season.
Yeah, cigar of the season. Yeah, it's our cigar of the year.
Cigar of the year for now. Maybe we'll change
for now.
Yeah.
All of our other contestants, great. We had a lively debate about it. We knocked off some. We kept some. We talked about them. We smoked some. We re-smoked some, I should say.
Yeah.
And Obrigado Robusto by American Viking Cigar just won out, hands down. It was a great cigar, well crafted, had no problems with it, and that was just our cigar of the year.
Yeah, it was a great debate back and forth. I do remember that we was kind of leaning towards Lee. The CAO Pallone was up there also. There was a few others. But we just kept coming back to one cigar. It was like, but remember this and that. And so I remember the debate. I enjoy picking these cigars of the year. I really do. Because it really hits home to a lot of the nuances. Like, you had to really, like, get down to splitting hairs. Like, but remember you had to relight two times? Remember this cigar was plugged a little? But it was still a great cigar. But... So, yeah, I enjoyed it. So, our cigar of the year, Obrigado. Obrigado means what? Thank you, right?
Yep.
American Viking is a great company. And, if you have not smoked an Obrigado, my advice is to go pick it up right now. I guarantee you, you'll pick up one or two, and then later you will eventually buy a five-pack. And then you will be like, this is a box with a cigar. Why am I playing?
Yeah. Yeah, we smoked it on episode 8. It's a Habano wrapped Nicaraguan blend. Had rich flavor with raisiny sweetness to the wrapper with notes of cedar, nuts, and earth. It was a great cigar. Love it. If you don't know where to pick it up or your brick and mortar doesn't carry it, go to cigarsdaily.com. This is not a plug. that's who carries it. That's who makes it. It was started out as a house blend for them, and then they made their own cigar company out of it. It's a great cigar. Go pick it up. I we can't say enough good things about it. I know I introduced Dice to it, and we just had a blast talking about it, and couldn't. It kept going. Well, what about this? Well, what about, you know, like Dice said. Well, okay, yeah, but remember this and this and this. Yeah, oh, fuck. Yeah, okay, yeah. And we had a talk. We had a great conversation. Honestly, a straight up debate about it. There was a lot of front runners, and that ended up winning it all for us. Was the Obrigado Robusto by American Viking Cigar. And we give you the size because if you've listened to us long enough, you'll know that a Toro does not smoke the same as a Robusto, and a Robusto does not smoke the same as a Churchill. And so you just go pick up the Robusto, go enjoy it. Tell us what you think at Leadership of the Leaf on Instagram. Say, hey, you guys are fucking stupid. You guys should have picked, Drunk Chicken or CAO Pallone Añejo or any of the other 12 that we smoked. Go pick them up. Tell us what you think and see if we're right or wrong.
Yeah, you can definitely pick up any of those 12 cigars and be happy. But this was our cigar of the year.
Absolutely.
So, shout out to Obrigado. Shout out to Austin for sharing it with me, because the moment you shared it with me, I was like, we got to smoke one of these on air. We got to smoke this on air.
Yeah, it's a great cigar. Fully wonderful flavor. And you know, you just kind of get that great sweetness and the nuttiness. And it's just a smooth, wonderful smoke. Matter of fact, I love this Sin Compromiso number 2 by Dunbarton, but man, that Obrigado, oof, that it just did it this season.
Correct the moon though. Now, our final third of this cigar, we've been over this cigar in one cigar of the year last season. Still phenomenal flavor, robust in every way. The burn line is a great, phenomenal. Chocolatey. I'm getting actually a little oak now. Maybe it's a mix of the Hennessy. Maybe I had too much Hennessy. The ash is phenomenal. Smoke output is not overbearing. So, Sin Compromiso. It's box worthy already. We don't need to go through the whole spiel. I'm pretty sure your sentiments are still going to be the same.
Yep.
And that's our first episode of season one. Season one. Ha.
Woo. Too much. Season three, motherfucker.
Told you.
Too much Hennessy, huh?
Season three. First episode of season three is in the bag.
Oh, so exciting. Can't wait for many more episodes to come. No, the band is not breaking up. Can't wait. Love to have all the our guests on again. Can't wait to have all the fun stuff that we're gonna have. TPE, the more guests, everybody on. Can't wait for all of that stuff. See what season three holds.
All right. Until next time, my friends. I'm Dice.
And I'm Austin. And just remember, great leaders smoke great cigars.
Facts.